Introduction to Your Well Life. Do you struggle with an ongoing quest to have it all? Fulfilling work and leisure experiences? Meaningful relationships and quality personal time? Do you sometimes feel like your life is leading you and not the other way around? Are you bogged down with responsibilities that you dread, relationships that leave you drained, and career milestones you haven't achieved? Do you wonder how some people can accomplish so much yet stay happy and positive? These goals aren't out of reach for anyone. You can achieve a full, happy, balanced, gratifying life, and we're here to show you how. Our well life has been a full one thus far. A couple of years into my acupuncture career and Brianna's massage career, we met and fell in love. I had returned to school to learn a different style of acupuncture, and I was flying back and forth between Portland and San Francisco. Brianna was flying back and forth between Portland and Los Angeles to attend college in Ayurvedic medicine, the traditional medical system of India. It felt like we both had pretty full plates between our practices, our relationship, and our studies, but then Brianna decided she wanted to create a spa, and she invited me to be a part of it. Over the next 2 years, while building the business, we got married and bought our first house. I went back to school again to earn my doctorate. We had a baby. We had a crazy idea to open an organic cafe. Healthy, nourishing food seemed like a great complement to the spa. But how on earth, we wondered, are we going to manage our spa, our medical practices, Peter's doctoral studies, having a new baby, and starting a cafe? But we did it. When I was done with my doctorate and Sabina was 2, the Portland airport contacted us to ask if we'd be interested in building a spa there. Airports were never our favorite place, but we took it as a challenge to create a space that would feel the exact opposite of the TSA announcements warning you that unattended bags will be confiscated and destroyed. Drop by if you're passing through. I've always been something of a mad scientist, and after we opened the airport spa, I began crafting and testing herbal tinctures for specific health conditions. We knew these products would expand our ability to help people achieve relaxation and balance, so we founded the Dragon Tree Apothecary. The next several years brought teaching positions for me at 3 colleges in Portland, a move to Boulder, the opening of a 3rd spa, the launch of a magazine, the publication of the Dream Book, several online courses, and the best part of all, baby number 2. Through all of this, we've always prioritized our marriage and family, self-care, music and art, play and dance, spiritual connection, and plenty of good friends and food. As the years went by, we became increasingly aware that we seemed to be doing life a little differently than most people. Barely a day would go by without some client, friend, or employee asking us how we do it. Honestly, spelling out our accomplishments feels a bit like writing a resume. We don't do this stuff because we think it will look impressive to others. We do it because it's gratifying, and we feel extremely blessed for what we have. We're not better or smarter or prettier than our clients, and it's not always easy. We're just a couple of hardworking people who've learned some things worth sharing. But having been on the consumer's side of many books and trainings, we recognize the importance of knowing that your teacher has actually attained what they're teaching. So that's what our well life looks like. We want to help you achieve your well life, however you envision it. It could be simple or extravagant. It could be full of activities or have lots of free time. Whatever your goals, we'll show you how to achieve them while feeling balanced and light. We'll do that through our 3 fundamental principles of an exceptional life. 1. Sweetness. Prioritizing the sweet stuff in life will bring you many steps closer to the life of your dreams. 2. Structure. Learning the art of life architecture will help you achieve tangible goals and give you more spontaneity and freedom. And 3. Space. Creating openness will give you the capacity to connect to spirit, to receive and grow, and to access creativity and insight. We'll get into more detail on these principles in the coming chapters. For now, know that adding and maintaining sweetness, structure, and space to your life will bring alignment, healing, balance, and fulfillment. Get ready to create a life that's more expansive, rewarding, and enjoyable than you could imagine. Your well life.